This is a brutal case. It's a simple case. It's a horrific case.
An LAPD cop punches a man already in handcuffs. It's July 30th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up today, can AI help solve a perennial California problem?
How sort of completely swamped the firefighting apparatus is during wildfire season.
And UCLA's ordered to make changes after the campus protests.
They don't seem to be acknowledging that the way they behaved in the spring was illegal.
That's all ahead, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. LA Local, we're back.
What did I do?
Part of the video that went viral, a black man in Watts shown on video being punched by an L.A. police officer while he is in cuffs. Activists and his family say they want justice.
The attorney for the man who was punched claims his client, Alexander Mitchell, wasn't doing anything wrong. He was just sitting in his car in Watts waiting for his friend to come out of his house when the two LAPD officers confronted him.
John Baird from downtown Los Angeles.
A bystander showed a white officer punching him as the officers tried to restrain him.
So you have to consider racism, prejudice, and racial profiling, unfortunately.
Attorney Brad Gage says Mitchell was actually punched twice. One was captured on video, and that Mitchell suffered a broken nose and an injured jaw.
So this is a brutal case. It's a simple case. It's a horrific case.
Meantime, Mr. Mitchell's cousin described him as a good guy.
He don't cause trouble. He ran into trouble that day. And for the police to do what he did, like my cousin said, that was a sucker punch.
In a statement, LAPD says while they were handcuffing Mr. Mitchell, he resisted and that basically the officer had to punch him to get him to comply so they could detain him.
While we wait for more developments in that case, a reform measure that was going to be on the ballot in November now will not be. Craig Figner explains it's something that could have potentially applied in a case like this.
A veto from the LA mayor. They are rare. In this case, the veto came from Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass over an item that council had voted to send to the November ballot, asking voters whether or not the chief of the Los Angeles Police Department should be able to fire an officer accused of egregious conduct, fire on the spot without pay, and then an ultimate decision made in arbitration. But as the question was headed to ballot, came the veto from Mayor Bass. Councilmember Tim McCosker wanted to override the mayoral veto.
I think it is critically important for the city council to make its decisions about what goes on the ballot and what does not go on the ballot after a full debate where there was going to be opportunities for the first time in the history of the city to fire officers for egregious acts. Like acts that happen day in and day out, sadly and unfortunately, in our districts.
Despite his argument, the vote was 7-7. Councilmember Paul Krikorian absent, and under council rules, a tie means a veto is not overridden. Here's Councilmember Tracy Park.
Is it a good veto?
You know, it definitely feels as though there were some policy questions and some issues that did not get fully resolved. Absolutely no reason we won't continue to talk about the issues of police discipline. Plan on reform.
Father of the 15-year-old girl in Monterey Park who supposedly went missing earlier this month, we told you about that case last week, has now been charged. He's facing a felony count called stealing and concealing his daughter, also a misdemeanor of filing a fake report. For 7 days, several crews were looking for Allison Chow before she showed up at the ABC 7 studios in Glendale. Prosecutors say she was never really missing, and her father, Jeffrey Chow, hid that fact from the police. This all appears to be part of a bigger custody dispute. Allison's mom was awarded full custody. Her aunt says she did not want to live with her mother. There's a big fire burning in a mountainous area east of Temecula, about 4,500 acres now. It's destroyed one building, possibly a home, we don't know yet, damaged four others. They've not contained it at all. Started yesterday afternoon in Iwanga. Christian Linneman with Cal Fire tells us the wind's been picking up. It's getting hotter with temperatures in the 90s.
The main challenge that the firefighters are facing right now is the topography of the whole area.
It's a very mountainous rural area, very steep hills, and the brush is fairly thick, and so they're having to do a lot of work. The bulldozers can do a lot of work, but we still have to get a lot of hand crews and a lot of individual manpower in there to handle everything and get containment around that.
There are evacuation orders in effect in that area, but again, it's a pretty rural spot. We've heard about AI helping with weather forecasting and things like that. Well, now there is some research at USC to use AI to predict where a wildfire will go. Professor Asad Oberai, aerospace and engineering professor at USC, tells CBS Sacramento that the hope is that AI can save firefighters time and end up saving homes and lives because things get really crazy when the fires ramp up.
How pressed for time and how sort of completely swamped the firefighting apparatus is during wildfire season, right? Like to be able to, I did not appreciate that. I frankly had no idea.
Oberai says it's going to take some time before AI can be really used in the field, maybe a few more years. After the protests and the way they were handled at UCLA in the spring, a federal judge has ordered the university to work out a plan to prevent discrimination against Jewish students. Three Jewish students had sued, saying their civil rights were violated because the encampment prevented them from going to class. A judge told the school and the students' attorneys to figure out a plan that would be enforceable to make sure there is equal access to campus for everybody and to submit it by next Monday. The attorney for the students, Mark Rienzi, says UCLA still has a ways to go before this suit is settled.
I think they're taking it seriously. They went out and hired a very large law firm and paid them a lot of money to show up in court, but they don't seem to be acknowledging that the way they behaved in the spring was illegal. And so they're still going to need to get to that point to acknowledging what they did before was illegal and that they cannot do it again. Right now, I'm not sure they fully get that, so we're working on that piece.
A spokesperson for the school says UCLA is committed to, quote, both a safe and inclusive campus and to combating anti-Semitism in all forms. Paris Olympics capturing the attention of the world. One L.A. City Council member was there, getting a preview of what L.A. might be in for in 4 years. Monica Rodriguez talked to our Craig Figner about it.
We have a lot to prepare for in Los Angeles, and really looking at the venues and taking stock of the opportunities that Paris took to support local businesses and how they made that a priority were really phenomenal lessons that I'm eager to implement here in Los Angeles.
Are we going to be able to do it as well as you want based on what you just saw?
Well, I think every city has its strengths and it needs to play to its strength. Having met with one of the
Paris Olympics capturing the attention of the world, one L.A. City Council member was there, getting a preview of what L.A. might be in for in 4 years. Monica Rodriguez talked to our Craig Figner about it.
We have a lot to prepare for in Los Angeles, and really looking at the venues and taking stock of the opportunities that Paris took to support local businesses and how they made that a priority were really phenomenal lessons that I'm eager to implement here in Los Angeles.
Are we going to be able to do it as well as you want based on what you just saw?
Well, I think every city has its strengths and it needs to play to its strength. Having met with one of the individuals that was part of the organizing committee, they knew their strength was all of their historic buildings and they featured that as part of their presentation. But we have a lot of work to do. And I think we're going to play to our strengths, which is obviously celebrating the diversity of Los Angeles as being a core value.
The council president, Paul Krikorian, is still in Paris, along with many members of the LAPD and the LA Fire Department, surveying things. Mayor Bass is going back to Paris again for a third time this year for the closing ceremony on August 11th. And as the Olympics have the world's attention, dozens of LAX workers, unionized workers, were rallying at City Hall. They want $30 an hour by the time the Olympics get here in 28.
It's just a common sense thing to ensure that the folks that are welcoming in the global party that will happen in 2028 are getting paid a living wage.
Estuardo Mazariegos is the co-director of this organization called the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment.
Essentially, the tourist workers are the front line, are the folks that are the people that greet the world in Los Angeles. We need to make sure that our folks have the dignity, have the ability to live where they work.
The airport workers, including janitors and baggage handlers and maintenance workers, are also urging the city council to adopt a $25 an hour pay rate immediately. And that's the LA Local for this July 30th. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search KNX. Follow us there to stay connected anytime. And follow the LA Local if you don't already. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Get it sent to your phone every weekday afternoon along with the morning update and the evening update. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.